Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 78. This chapter has 72 psukim in it. The main occurring theme in this chapter is how Yisrael sinned and Hashem forgave us. This chapter recounts parts of the history of the Jewish people, starting from Yetzias Mitzrayim and the 10 miracles that were experienced to the different travels in the Midbar desert, as well as the conquering of Eretz Yisrael and establishment of the House of David. Asaf relates, despite Yisrael's sins, Hashem saved them and brought them to a place of peace and tranquility. The point here is not just to look at the history and live in the past. By recounting all the good God has done for us in the past, we get strength and emunah in the present. When you reflect on all the good things God has given you, you gain emunah and feel stronger to deal with the ups and downs of everyday life. In fact, the Shai Lamora adds, recounting the story of Am Yisrael is itself Torah and emunah, because the story informs us about Hashem's providence over us and about reward and punishment. Now for the parak summary. The parak opens with Asaf calling attention to the nation to listen to his parables and riddles. The purpose of retelling these stories is for our children and future generations. God purposely made a promise with Yaakov. This way his children will know for all generations about the greatness of God. This will allow them to put their confidence in God, not like previous generations where they didn't keep the Torah. The chapter specifically singles out the tribe of Ephraim for not listening to God. The Mefarshim explain it's either because the tribe of Ephraim tried to enter Eretz Yisrael before they were allowed to, or they tried to leave Mitzrayim too early. God split the sea. He also protected Yisrael in the desert with fiery clouds and gave them water from a rock. Despite the goodness Yisrael received, they still complained the mun wasn't good enough. They tested God by wanting meat. Their lack of faith in God's goodness was upsetting. Hashem opened up the skies and sent down pieces of meat like a swarm of birds to punish them. Yisrael was temporarily satisfied until the sins of the spies. Once again, they had no faith. They served God in a superficial manner, only paying lip service to him. As time went on, Hashem once again forgave Yisrael, as his compassion knows no bounds. No matter what good things Hashem did for Yisrael, they repeatedly forgot about it. They even forgot about the 10 plagues shortly after leaving Egypt. Hashem saved Yisrael from death and took care of them like his personal flock of sheep. One by one, Hashem led Yisrael to safety. Hashem then brought Yisrael to Har Sinai, chose us amongst all the nations of the world, and gave us his Torah. But once again, Yisrael sinned with the Chet HaEgel, golden calf. This infuriated God. The parak ends by Hashem once again recalling his intrinsic love for Am Yisrael and anointing David HaMelech as the king, from which Mashiach will ultimately come from. May we merit for God's compassion to once again be aroused when we'll see his wonders like the days of old with the revelation of Mashiach ben David and the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.